Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Sedona Connection. It's nice to be back with you again this week. Last week, I had taken the week off because I was traveling and doing some business situations. And I'm in a situation where I just didn't want to be able to be broadcasting where I was, just for some security reasons and stuff like that. But now that I'm back home here in Florida, I can say, yes, I went back to Sedona. I was in Sedona for the last week. I was taking care of some business that was there and just also visiting with some friends while I was there, because it's always a wonderful time when I'm back in Sedona. But I'm back here in Florida, and we've got another program this week. And the program this week, I'll just say right up front, it's probably going to be a little bit of a shorter program. I don't need to go into great depth or detail about what we're doing here, you know, tonight. But with that, Blanca, it's nice to be back with you. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing very well, Dave, and it's nice to be back on the show. I know we tried to do a show with Robert, and that didn't work, but y'all did a very good follow-up interview. Did you want to tell the folks a little bit about that interview?
Well, we did, and we did an interview 2 days later, and I did send that out, you know, on the newsletter, and it's been posted on YouTube. So that whole interview is on my Facebook page. It's on YouTube. And we put it out in the newsletter, and Robert and I went for a little over an hour in that interview, and it's basically talking about the updates with cryptocurrency, the cryptocurrency movement, and also what is happening on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm now live on Facebook. I just want to make sure that everybody out there is doing okay. For those it says the video has been paused. Why has it been paused? It should resume shortly. I don't know why, but just trust the fact that it will come back in, but also know that this is also recorded. So in what we're doing here, there is a recording on this as well. So and you can always catch that later. And also, again, remember, it's also being played on Blog Talk Radio. So for what is there. Let me just do a real quick refreshing again here on Facebook and making sure that it comes back up that way and see what we're doing there. But yes, I should say this is the July 17th program, and it's nice to be back. And again, Blanca, it's nice to be back with you. So anything else you'd like to share with us there?
Well, no, I'm glad you reminded folks that you did that interview. The reason why I brought it up is I did get a chance to watch it. And what was very good is not only the updates that Robert provided about the coin, but there were a lot of Q&A as well. So these are questions that people who are considering investing in it or don't quite understand, you know, how it's set up. So I thought the Q&A was very good. And the reason I'm also highlighting it is if people are thinking about participating, it's a good one to watch. That's why I wanted to highlight it.
Mm-hmm. I'll get into this a little bit more when we get into the program, because I will give us a short update on, you know, the money issue currency exchange and why, again, I'm expressing, you know, the importance of cryptocurrencies, and I'll rehash it there. But other than that, it says, you know, today is July 17th, Wednesday, and then a week from Friday, I hop on the plane again and I go to Newark, New Jersey, for our workshop there. This will be my first time there. I've been always around New York City, but I haven't been New York City itself. And I've been Boston, Philadelphia, and Baltimore many times, and I figured, all right, okay, it's time to go to the city itself. I mean, but we're not doing it in New York City. We're across the river in Newark, just because the hotels and the meeting spaces are so much less expensive there. And for those of you that want to come in, yes, you can fly right into the Newark airport and catch a shuttle to the workshop, so you don't have to rent a car. But I will make this announcement now. I did put this out in the newsletter. We have a special that is going there on MetaOne coin. For every 3 coins that you purchase, you will get 1 free. That means basically you're getting a 25% discount. Let's put that in another term. It means you're getting an immediate 25% return on your money. As soon as that coin goes public, you can immediately get a 25% return if you want to. That's a pretty good deal. This is going to be the last special offer or opportunity that MetaOne Coin is going to be offering. And you do need to be physically at the workshop because you have to purchase the coins there. That has been part of the agreement that I had worked out with the, you know, with Robert and folks there at NetOne. And this will be the last time. So that's why I said I got plenty of room still in the meeting room. So there's lots of room for people. But I would encourage you to, you know, if you want to really get an immediate 25% return on your money with it going up even beyond that with everything we talked about on the program, this is the time to do it. So, yeah. And with that, Blanca, anything else that you'd like to share?
No, I think we're good. It's great that you're going to be offering that discount at Newark, so that interview that you did with Robert would be a good thing to watch for those who are going to Newark and may be able to take advantage of the discount. But other than that, I'm just interested in hearing what your thoughts are about the topic that you've selected, and we can go from there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just said, you know, again, I was visiting friends and did a little bit of the finishing up business in Sedona. And I had this one friend that was really specific that I had a good time with. And out of courtesy and respect, I'm not going to give you his full name, but he was Mr. B. It was a wonderful time spending some time there with Mr. B. And the person who was around that, they know why I'm smiling right now. Okay. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But it was great to be there in Sedona and catching up with friends and catching up on some business. And I'll always be back. I'll probably go back there again. I do have a workshop coming up in Sedona, you know, in December by the end of the year. But it's, again, I'm recognizing, you know, Florida's my home and I'm enjoying it here. But it was a little bit different. I came home last night and I caught a red eye flight. And I know, folks, those of you in the northeast part of the country, you're going to go through a huge heat wave. I mean, it's going to get up to 110 and 112 degrees in parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and even New York. Well, I already experienced that. I was in Phoenix yesterday. It was 115 degrees in Phoenix. No, 114. And then the day before, it was 115. Well, last night, I caught a red-eye flight at 11:30 Phoenix time, and it's still 106 degrees at 11:30, folks. So that's the hot part of the country. So it's nice. It was being back here in southern Florida, you know, it was only 91 here today, I think is what it was. So, but it's nice to be back. So with that then, Blanca, are we ready to go on with the program tonight?
It sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Just a couple of announcements. Again, I said, I got Newark, New Jersey. And a week from Saturday, 2 weeks after that, I'm going to be out in Santa Ana, California. And also, folks, just as a reminder, I'm still working on the details for the first week, in November, of doing the cruise. Now, I don't know if, you know, the currency exchange is going to pay out before then or not. I don't know. I just got to the point, and some other friends were sharing, let's just do it. And I thought, okay, let's have a cruise together. It's going to be a four-day, three-night cruise. It'll be taking place out of Miami. And we have, I don't know which one we're going to take yet, but there's two of them. One goes east out to the, you know, to the Bahamas in that area. And then there's the one that goes south, and it stops at Key West and then Cozumel down in Mexico. And but it's just a great time to spend some time together. We can anticipate the fact that Robert with NetOne Coin will be there, and we can also anticipate the fact that Michael Lee Hill will be with us as well. And, you know, we'll probably have, you know, of the 4 days, we'll probably take three of those days where we'll have meetings for maybe an hour to 2 hours each of those days. We'll work out the schedule more, but I want to let you know that you have time with Michael Lee and with Robert. I'm not going to do the typical, you know, traditional workshop. I'm just going to bring in some more information is what I'm going to do. But that's what we'll be doing on the cruise, and it'll be nice just to spend some time together with like-minded people around this issue. So now, with that, on that note, the update on NetOne Coin is that there's nothing new other than what we had talked about 2 weeks ago. It's getting really close to being ready to go. It's been working around everything in the banking industry because that was what was taking a little bit longer. But I want to reiterate what Robert had said. His involvement with NetOne has exceeded his expectations, far exceeded his expectations. He says it is far better than what he anticipated. It's going to be far stronger than what he's anticipated. And this isn't just his comments or my comments. It's coming for others who are professionals in the industry. I'm still at the point where I can't announce what company this is, but Robert has a contract with a very, very large household name company where you'll be able to buy and sell Meadowin coins. And once we can announce that name of that company, you'll recognize it. Let's just put it that way. And that in itself is going to give it so much publicity, so it's going to make it very, very positive. And because it's asset-backed, then we begin to realize how strong this is, and people will pick this up. Now, why is it so important? Is because what I've said is we live in a world that has been controlled and dominated by this very corrupt, what I call central banking cabal, controlled central banking system. And the Federal Reserve in the United States is our representative of that. They dominate and control the ebb and flow of the money supply around the world to their benefit at our cost is what they do. Well, what the cryptocurrency industry is doing, it's basically beginning to neuter that central banking system, and it takes the money out of their control. We live in a world right now when we do financial transactions, and every single financial transaction, the bank is the middleman, the middle person, the middle part of the transaction. Let me use this as an illustration. Let's say you're going to come to one of my workshops. Well, you're going to pay for those that in one of three ways. You're either going to use a debit credit card, you're going to write a check, or you're going to pay cash. If you give money to me, if you're using a debit or credit card, it's not going directly from you to me. It's going from you to the bank to me. If you're writing a check, it's going from you to the bank to me. If you're using cash, you have to get the cash from the bank. So the bank is always the middle person in every financial transaction. And when you can run and control the banking system, you can run and control the money supply in the world. Cryptocurrency is taking that control out of the hands of the banking industry. Down the road a little bit, you want to come to one of my workshops, you can pay in MetaOne coin, Bitcoin, or the other large coin. And what has happened is that is a financial transaction that goes from directly from you to me, and there's no money involved in the bank. The cryptocurrency industry is becoming an alternate currency industry that is empowering everyday people like you and me. It's taking the power out of the hands of the central banking system and putting it into the hands of everyday people. A great illustration is what the internet and what email has done for us. It used to be if we wanted to have communication with one another, we had to use a phone system that was dominated by commercial enterprises. We had to basically send letters through the postal system. And there was always a profit that was involved, whether it was, even if you want to call it the postal system, but you were paying for the services of those forms of communication, either over the telephone or through the mail. Now we have email, and those parties are no longer involved in the middle of facilitating the communication. They're taken out of it, and you and I have the ability to communicate directly either email, right here on these live videos over the internet. So what it does is putting that power into the hands of everyday people. And that's what the cryptocurrency system and industry is going to do. Now, it was just about a week ago, I read an article because they say Facebook is now coming out with this new coin. Folks, I'm not a big, huge fan of Facebook, okay? Yes, I do live videos on Facebook. Well, the reason I use Facebook is because of its largesse. It's because it's the common form. That's the most common for people to be able to watch. Am I a big fan of their business enterprise? No, I am not. But they are what they are. And Facebook coming out with their own cryptocurrency, I'm not a fan of this big, giant industry becoming more profitable. But the positive side of that is they are going to give a massive amount of exposure to the cryptocurrency movement. And they are going to be able to take a lot of money out of the banking system and putting it in the hands of you and me. Now, by purchasing their coin, yes, they hold the coins, but yet it's still your ownership, my ownership. And that's the positive thing of the cryptocurrency industry, and that's why I talk about it so much, because it's our stepping stone of you and I as individuals coming in control of how money is a part of our lives. And that's the importance of that. Now, I do want to give a brief update of what's happening on the currency exchange. Remember, there's round one, and there's about maybe a total of about 500 to 600 people that have already turned in currencies to me for round one. That was a very limited opportunity. So don't ask to say, can I do it? No, because I don't have any buyers anymore. I was only able to do it when a buyer came to me and said that, hey, you know, you've got so many days to get this much, you know, this type of currency into us. And so, and folks, and that's about 600 people off of my newsletter list of about 17,000 names. Now, yes, I have that many names, but no, not all those people are active. So, I mean, practically, I've got about 6,000 to 8,000 people are active, which means they open the newsletters or something like that, you know, every week. So, you know, when you go 600 out of 6,000, that means about 10% of the people have been able to be involved in round one. And to give you the update that is there, and it's the same thing I've been saying, everything is done. Nothing new needs to happen. All they are doing is the people who are going to be releasing the funds, they are waiting for the decision makers, i.e. the top political people in the world, to make the decision of when those funds would be released. There's been some really good articles that have been written by different people, but there was one specifically a couple of weeks ago by Ben Fulford. And Ben came right out and he said, expect the fact that we're going to go through basically a financial collapse. And he says this is being orchestrated, and even the what you call the white hats, the alliance people in the Pentagon, are behind this. Because the current financial system that is run by these corrupt cabal-controlled people, that system has to collapse. They have a new quantum financial system that is ready to step in and come into its place. But the old system has to collapse before the new one can come in and take its place without creating chaos around the world. Now, I'm going to tell you what is my opinion. I can't back this up with facts, but it's basically my opinion. My opinion is when that collapse begins to take place, that's when we're going to see the release of these funds. For the private currency exchanges and the bond exchanges, that money is going to be brought in, and that money is a part of the new quantum financial system, and that is going to replace the outgoing old system, and that money coming in is so that we don't have an absolute catastrophe, financial, global catastrophe financially, when the old system goes out and the new system comes in. That's my opinion. My opinion is that that's when we can expect to receive these funds. Now, some of it might be given out a little bit before then. I don't know. I'm speculating when I say that. But my opinion, that's a kind of a common sense issue, that that would be the right time to release these literally scores of trillions of dollars, is that the new money comes in and the old system is going out and falling apart. And that prevents an absolute disaster for us. So those are the updates around the Meta One coin. And then also, the updates around what is happening in the currency exchange. And for all of you that are on my list, remember, we have to finish round one first. And then when round one is done, then we will be able to start the round two process. And if you're on my list for that, the only currency that's going to be traded there is the dong, the Vietnamese dong. I've been saying this off and on now for almost 3 years, folks. Dinar is done. We cannot find anybody else buying dinar anymore. There are a few exceptions, but it's when it's extremely large amounts and it's being bought in large numbers of boxes. Individual loose dinar, it's done. I can't find any buyers. My sources can't find any buyers. And folks, that's why I have said, now you have to make your choice. You have to make your decision. But if you've got some dinar, I'd recommend you sell it. You know, sell it unless you just want it to see nothing but a bunch of good, you know, looking wallpaper, but, you know, paper that isn't worth anything. That's what I would encourage you to do, okay? And the same thing with the ZIM. Now, remember, the ZIM was a limited currency for a limited period of time, and it was never designed to be traded in a large amount, and we, again, cannot find any more buyers for ZIM. Those two are done. The dong is still going to be traded. And there's a difference between the dong versus the ZIM and the dinar. The ZIM and the dinar are basically worthless currencies. Now, what I say by that is that they're not tradable out there on the open foreign exchange market. They are not a usable, tradable currency. But the dong is. you can take the dong into the bank and you can exchange it for U.S. dollars, or you can take U.S. dollars into a bank and buy dong. And so the dong will always have its market value. It will always have that. And I think that's the reason why it's a safe one to use. Because let's say you go out and you buy a bunch of dong, and then this whole thing, this currency exchange, falls apart and we can't find any buyers and they're not going to buy any dong anymore. Well, you can at least get your money back. You will, your loss will basically be, you know, the handling fee that you paid when you bought it or when you're going to sell it. But beyond that, you're not going to lose any money. So it's a safe place to be. And if you are in a financial, if you have a bunch of dong and you're in a financial crunch and you need to sell it, I would say it's still free to sell it, because remember, you're going to have at least a 1 to 2 week advance notice when it's time to start sending in the currencies. Go down to the bank and you can get some and have it in 2 days. So there's ways to get it in a very short notice, in like a 2 to 3 day notice, to be able to have it physically in your possession. So those are my comments about that. That's what I have to say. So now, what about tonight's program? Talking about the place of energy, the energy of money. I'm not going to go into a lot of extensive discussions around this because of the fact that it's a pretty simple topic once it's understood, but it's a very foundational and important topic to understand. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand this universe, get to know energy, frequency, and vibration. Because everything in this universe happens in energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything in this universe is energy-based. Everything that we see, feel, touch, experience is based around energy. We, as human beings, are basically energy-based beings. But we, even though we have sensations of being physical, it really all it is that the vibration and frequency have been so slowed down that it gives a sensation of it being physical, but in reality it's not. And I've used this as an illustration. If I could put my hand under an electron microscope, what would I see? I take my hand, it's physical, it has physical, you know, sensation to it, and yes, it has the sensation of being physical. But if I put this under an electron microscope, what am I seeing? Over 99% of it is nothing but space. It's space, because it's just vibrating energy is all that it is. And that is all that we are as well. Now, I've shared a book with you in the past. In fact, I think I have this book right here. Hold on just a second. We really want to get to understand this. Here's a great book to start with. It's called The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. And he talks about the science behind that the whole universe is just a holographic illusion. It's not real. It's not physical. It's the mind that creates the illusion that makes us think that it's physical. It's all energy-based. And as this energy moves, it creates a holographic illusion is what it does. Now, there's another book that if you really want to understand this, this is an absolute, the best tool I've ever seen on this. But this is not a simple read. This is one of those you're going to read a page or two and you're going to stop and think about what you just read, because it's done by A.R. Borden and it's called Ultimate Thought, Life in a Bicausal Universe. All of creation is idiomaterial thought matter. Life is organized by overfunctions and the universe is one of 7 super domains. What he is saying in this book is the whole universe is a product of our thoughts. And our thoughts are energy-based. They create energy, and they basically take this holographic energy, bring it into a condensation where it takes on the form of being physical. And that's what our thoughts do. Now, Borden's book, Ultimate Thought, that's a scientist, okay? And so, it's not a simple read, but if you want to take the time to go through it, it is going to be one of the best sources you will ever find understanding how thought is what determines everything in this universe. They discuss it as scientists. They talk about the 10 years that he and his colleagues did their experiments around it, and that it determines everything you experience and everything you produce in your life is a result of our thoughts. And it's the energy of our thoughts is what it is. So our thoughts are basically energy in motion. Now, but another thing that's important to understand is that all of our relationships are also energy-based. How? In our thoughts. You see, in our relationships that we have with other people, other issues, other things, it's our thoughts that produce the relationship that either make it something that's very positive, high vibrational, or something that's very negative if you're coming from a place of anger or judgment or even hatred. High positive energy thoughts of love, gratitude, appreciation, joy, they're high vibrational thoughts. Your low vibrational thoughts are based on anger, judgment, fear, and hatred. Those are very low vibrational energy thoughts. One of the most important things for all of us to do is to get in touch with our thoughts. Be aware of what type of thoughts we are producing, what type of thoughts we are experiencing. And you want to know how you know that? Feel the energy going through your body. When you have thoughts of happiness and joy, it's a very positive, vibrating experience. When you have thoughts of hatred or judgment, it's a very low vibrating experience. The high positive, it gets a little positive, buzzy, you know, blissful feeling to it. The low one, it's a density. You can feel its density. It's all like a hardness that is there. You experience that. The more you and I get in touch with our thoughts, understand them, feel them, experience them, and take them in, the more we will be able to get control of our lives. We will be people who are determining what we are producing, determining what we are experiencing, instead of being what we would call victims to what's going on around us. Anytime that you ever think that you're a victim, there is no such thing as a victim. It just means that you're basically not wanting to face into the fear or the anger of the fact that you're producing low energy thoughts. That's what you're doing. You don't want to face into that guilt that comes out of that is what it is. So our relationships with one another is energy based. Now let's go to the next item that has the absolute most influence on our lives in this world of form, this third dimensional world that we live in, and that's money. Nothing dominates our lives more than money. Now, we have relationships with people, yes, but the bottom line is to live in this world, everything that you and I are to acquire costs money in one way or another. The exceptions would be, you know, sunshine, the air we breathe, and, stuff like that. But let's be practical. Anything that is physical, whether it's water, food, housing, you name it, even the water we drink, and we cannot exist without it, costs money. Somewhere, the only exception to that is if you're going to go off in a wilderness somewhere and get the water directly out of the stream. And how many people get to do that? So you see how much money dominates everything in our lives, because everything we do to survive is evolving around money. And then you have this cabal-based central banking system that controls that ebb and flow of that money. What our job is to do is to get in touch with our energy of our thoughts around money and start producing very high positive thoughts around money, and we will be the creator that will create the transition and the shift. For most of us, money is a matter of survival. Money is a matter of staying out of lack. Money is a huge lack in our lives. There is only about less than 1% of the population on this planet has the ability to do what they want, when they want, and to go where they want, when they want, because they're in survival mode around money. More than half of this world's population, more than 4 billion people live on less than $10 a day. Folks, that's survival. Those of us that live in a modern world where there are, you know, there's the world of, you know, the Western world or the developed worlds, while, yes, we can have what is called a middle-class lifestyle, we've got nice clothes, we've got good food, we've got nice cars, cars, etc. We have good homes. But yet we're still slaves to our jobs to get the money to purchase those things. So money still controls our lives. The average person out there, you know, spends 8.5, well, I should say they spend 9 to 10 hours a day around their work if they're working an 8-hour day. Because the time you get ready in the morning, the time you travel to work, do your work, you're there at lunchtime, and then the time that you travel home, you're looking at maybe, you know, 10, 12 hours of your day is involved around that. The reality is, at the end of the day, the average person only has 2 to 4 hours a day of their own time to do what they want. And those hours are usually spent taking care of yourself to get ready to go to the work the next day, or to take care of your family, or to take care of your business. So what we begin to see is the lack of money puts us in a position of slavery. We're slaves to the system. We're slaves to this monetary system. And how do we create that change? We create that change by understanding our thoughts, which are energy producers around money, and how we start having very positive thoughts around money. Money itself is neutral. It's our thoughts that predicate whether or not we experience abundance, whether we get to move out of a sense of lack, or we're going to choose to stay in a system of slavery for the rest of our lives. Because unless you come up with some large source of money, folks, you're still going to be a slave around the money situation for the rest of your life. That's the bottom line reality. Folks, when we go through this shift and change, I don't expect this to happen for tens of millions of people overnight. I expect it to happen for a couple hundred thousand people in the beginning, but it's going to phase in over 10 to 20 years, and it's going to take a long period of time for these massive resources to integrate into everybody's lives. Why? Because they have to have the right relationship, the right attitude, the right thought energy around money coming into their lives. Money is an energy. And when all of a sudden, let's say you're going to get $20, $30, $50 million, it's like all of a sudden you've got this fire hose of energy coming at you and just coming at you strong. Are you ready to handle that? Are you ready to handle it? Because that handling is a mental. Are you ready to mentally handle that much energy coming at you? What are you going to do with that kind of money? And there's a lot of people, the vast majority of this world public, they're not ready to handle. They're not ready to move from an energy mentality with money, from lack, from slavery, from poverty, into all of a sudden having millions. There's the story about what is called the lottery complex, and it shows people's inability to handle money. And what it shows is that people who win the lottery, i.e. they all of a sudden come into millions of dollars on a very short basis, over 70% of those people within 4 to 5 years, they've either lost all that money or they have less than what they had before they started. They mismanage it. They can't handle the energy of money of that volume coming out their life. If there's anything that I want to do, it's the babysitter to help you prepare you for that. But the thing is, I can't do that for you. Only you can do that for you. You are the only one that can understand and do your work to be able to handle that much energy coming at you. There's another book I want to introduce you to. And folks, I would highly, highly encourage you to read this book. If you want to be in the currency exchange, if you want to be receiving possibly millions of dollars through MetaOne Coin, then put yourself in a position to be able to handle the energy around money that's going to come at you like a fire hose. And this is the book. It's called The Energy of Money by Dr. Maria Nemeth. It's basically a spiritual guide to financial and personal fulfillment. Absolutely wonderful book. Dr. Mia Nemeth, she's a professional counselor. And for close to 20 years now, she has basically been teaching workshops and seminars around people from a position of a psychiatrist or, you know, psychologists of how people handle money, what it does to them in their lives, and how they put themselves into appropriate position. And it's, let me just read the subtitles, or I should say the quotes at the top. It says, "A new approach to working with energy that can free your spirit and expand your vision and help you achieve your purpose. A soulful guide for financial success." And that's what it is. And it says on the back that money is concealed energy. That's a quote from Joseph Campbell. And releasing it releases life's possibilities. Being able to handle all of this energy coming at you is so you can handle all of the potentials that life is bringing to you. We all have our desires, things we want to accomplish, things we want to experience. We all have our visions of what we want to do, but yet so few of us ever get to experience those happening in our lives is because we don't know how to take that and wrap it around the energy of money and bring in the appropriate resources. Maybe we want this really nice house that's always been a dream of ours, or whatever it is that your dream is. Maybe it's having, you know, being able to go on this wonderful, beautiful vacation. What's the difference between the dream, what you see, think, and feel in your thoughts, versus it practically happening as a real, true world experience? That's the difference. And being able to handle the energy of money, being able to deal with the energy of money and taking appropriate action in your life is what brings those into being. And this is the book that gives you the directions of how to do that. In the first chapter of the book, she has this wonderful definition of success. It's one of the best that I've ever seen. And she says, success is not about having so much money, so much clout, so much experience. No, because that's different for every person. But success is being able to experience your dreams and your potentialities with a sense of ease. It comes with a sense of ease. What comes at you, what you want to accomplish, you're not struggling with it. You're not in fear about it. You're not laboring around it. It's not, you know, filled with anxiety. You're getting to accomplish the things you want with a sense of ease. And when I read that, I thought, bingo. And because let me share some practical experiences. That's what I experience here. Everything that I'm doing for you, how I acquired 17,000 names on my newsletter list just by spread of a word of mouth, I don't struggle with it. I didn't try to force it. I didn't try to make it happen. And those of you that know me, I never promote what I do here beyond my own list. I don't promote myself. I don't go out there and publish certain things. I don't, you know, go out into various advertising issues and stuff like that. The only communication I have is with those of you who, by your own free will choice, choose to be on my list. You choose to watch the YouTube videos, you choose to watch this on Facebook, and you choose to receive my newsletters. And those are the only people I talk to about this. But everything I do around this comes with a sense of ease. There's no struggle for me. I love what I do, and I begin to realize that's the definition of success. I'm getting to do what I love to do. I'm getting to do where my talents lie and what I'm good at, and it comes with a sense of ease. And there's just that part of me that so deeply down inside knows that's going to happen also when the money starts coming around. My job is to help us understand that, help us to work with this massive fire hose of energy coming at us with a sense of ease. So we flow with it. So it has a great sense for us. So it has a sense of purpose for us. It has a sense of accomplishment, and it has a sense of service and how we're helping others with it. That's what money does for us. I don't need to go into a lot more detail about this tonight. Folks, a lot of that is just plain, simple, common sense. Learn how to be at a place of peace with what you do. Learn how to be at peace with your thoughts and your energy around money. And in a healthy way, learn how to be in love with money. Because see, whatever you're in love with, when it's appropriate, that love comes with a sense of ease. So you're Issues around money will come with a sense of ease. Your handling the volume of money will come with a sense of ease. Even where you are right now, you can start moving into new ideas around money with a sense of ease and let it be peaceful. Now, to do that, it means there's usually work you have to do. Well, the first work I would say is read this book. Do something. You can't just dream it. It usually means for the dream to become a reality, there's also something physically that you need to do, something energetically that you need to do. Start with reading this book, The Energy of Money, by Dr. Maria Nina. Read some books on understanding around the power of your thoughts. Borden's book. There's other lots of great books that you could do your research on, understanding the power of your thoughts, how your thoughts are energy producers that determine what's going on in your life and what you experience. So that's pretty much what I wanted to share tonight. I didn't need to go into a large program. Blanca, why don't you come back on with this and then share your thoughts with us?
Well, Dave, I think it's a very timely topic to address because you gave us a wonderful update. And so did Bob in the interview about Metal One Coin. And if I mean, it's all about abundance. It's all about freedom, really, financial freedom, something that is very different than what we find in the old paradigm. And then you gave us an update about the currency exchange and some of your thoughts as to the timing. Again, you cautioned us that it was speculation, but you were just giving us your informed opinion. And then you started talking about the energy of money. So it just seemed to dovetail right into what you were talking about. So, but what inspired you to share this particular topic with the listeners right now, the energy of money? It's a different way to talk about it.
Well, it's something I know I've been needing to talk about for a period of time. I just felt like I needed to put it together and have an appropriate timing on it. And, you know, maybe there's just a divine aspect on the appropriate timing because, you know, I mean, you know, with what's coming from Robert with Meta One, we're 2 to 4 weeks away from that. The updates I get from my brokers and buyers around the currency exchange, they all feel that it's very close. But they just don't know when because, if you know, the people that are making the decisions, they're sealing their lips. They're not talking about it. So it could be that it's just one of those divine, what I call, you know, circumstances around timing of talking about this topic. And it's time to do our work. We all have work to do. I've done my work. I've read those books. I talk about this frequently. I think about this a lot. I've been working on understanding the power of my thoughts now for about 9 years. So this is something I'm always going through all the time. It's not something that's new to me, but it's laid the foundation for me to share this information with you. So, and I would say that, you know, it's now your opportunity to take the next step on it. So.
Very good. So if someone's going to start working with these energies, what do you think should shift in the way they handle their money or the way they think about money or any of their relationships? Because you were saying that it's really how one relates to life, not just money.
Yes. The most important thing is learn how to be conscious and aware of your thoughts and what type of energy are they producing. That's what's called an intuitive development. Learning how to go within, learning how to feel, learning how to feel and to be able to acknowledge or understand what is taking place inside of you, because you feel your thoughts. Your thoughts are energy producers, and the emotions you have are the energy of your thoughts. That's the starting foundational point. Once you have that, then you become familiar with it, and you learn how to work through your fear. The other, I think, most important thing is to be able to recognize fear. Fear is the greatest enemy of our soul. Fear will demoralize us. Fear stops us cold. Fear hinders us. Fear blocks us. Fear keeps us from accomplishing our objectives and our dreams and our passions. Learn how to recognize fear and then learn how to release it and let it go. When you can let go of your fear, you then have the opportunity, because fear is a very low negative, low energy producer. And it blocks, it stops the positive formation, the positive movement and growth and development in our lives. One of the things that I can probably say in my own life personally that I am the most proud of is I know how to recognize fear. I know how to stop it immediately when it comes. I've been working on this now for enough years that I rarely experience fear anymore. If it does come at me, I know what it is immediately, I know how it feels, and I know how to stop it so that it doesn't have any impact in my life. It's really enjoyable, and it's really what I call the place of contentment to know that I'm living throughout the day, day to day, hour by hour, and I rarely experience fear. Rare. If fear is coming at me, it's usually because there's something that's extremely important that I need to be aware of. Now remember, this is a person who is constantly being attacked. This is a person who has had 2 assassination attempts on my life. This is a person who has people who want to stop cold what I'm doing and what I'm involved in. I have no fear around any of those things that they bring at me. None. I have no fear of anybody who comes at me anymore. I haven't always had that way. It's only been in the last few years that I've been able to develop it. But it's because I did my work. I did my work to change my behavior patterns about how I respond to fear. And I'm now experiencing the benefits of that. So, yeah.
That's very good. Even your workshops and even in this presentation, you remind us of Tesla saying that everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. And I would just encourage people, just as you have quite consistently, to really pay attention to these dynamics within themselves. For example, the way you talk, it sounds like you recognize the energy of fear before you'd get totally enveloped and surrounded and lost in it. That's
yes.
What it sounds like you're saying.
When
so there's the energy.
Me, yeah,
yes.
It's an energy, and when it comes at me, I'm able to immediately recognize it, and it's like it doesn't get rooted, it doesn't take place with me, and it has no opportunity to have any impact on me. I stop it. It's there. I don't go into denial around it. I allow it to be there.
Right.
But he says, okay, you're not welcome in my life today. I'm not going to allow you to come into my life and have any impact on me. We're stopping this right now. Go away. And it does. It just stops.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It didn't happen overnight. It took me a couple of years to learn how to do that. But that has been one of the most empowering things that I've had in my whole life, is learning how to. Because, see, once you learn how to recognize fear and stop it, then the very power positive energy that's already within you gets to come out. Because we all have within us the divine, powerful, loving energy of God, and it's already inside of all of us. It's just waiting to come out. And what stops it from coming out are fear and guilt. Those are the 2 predominant energy, low vibrational energy emotions that block it. And once you release it and you let go of the blocks and you undo the blocks, then all of that very positive thing stuff gets to come out and have a very positive influence on your life. And I'm getting to experience that. So, yeah.
That's right. So, yes, fear and guilt are very strong. But I think a key that you're saying here, and for people to work with and make their own observations, as you're suggesting, is that it's first and foremost an energy. Now, our default setting when we feel certain energies of what you refer to or are referred to as low-frequency energies, we are used to, or our default setting or the way we've been programmed, is to label them fear or anger or depression or worry, and then we sink into those states and we become those states, right? Rather than saying, wait a minute, here's an energy. What Al and I say is I'm veiling this energy, because we like to lift the veil, right? I'm veiling this energy with anger, so let me lift the veil, and then it's just the energy there. And then you can see what you can do with it productively. So it sounds like that's the dynamic you're working with.
It's important to not be in denial about it coming your way. You can acknowledge that it's there, But what you do is that you acknowledge that it's coming at you, and then you just let it pass on through, is what you do. If you go into denial about it, you're basically acknowledging it and starting to make it real to you, because denial is a form of reality acknowledgement. And what you're doing is, I'm going to deny it, and I'm going to try to bury it. Well, you can try to bury it, but subconsciously it's still there. So you don't be in denial about the fear or the anger or whatever it is. You let it come at you and then let it pass through. And as it passes through, its energy moves on, and then you get to replace that with a powerful, positive form of energy of gratitude or love.
Right, and it sounds too, because you've been working with this, you've been working with your thoughts and how you're working with the various energies, that you've gotten a sensitivity towards frequency, that you can tell if you're having a lower frequency thought or a higher frequency thought. You can actually distinguish it. That's what it sounds like you're saying as well, and that we can do that too if we work at it.
Yes. What I share in the workshops is that we're moving into what I call the intuitive age. We are finishing up on the information age, and we're going to start as a, you know, culturally moving into what we call the intuitive age. That means we're going to learn how to go within and be in touch with our feelings and our emotions and how to process those in a healthy manner. This is one of the most positive things that can happen to us as a humanity, because for the vast majority of us, we're oblivious to what the emotions that are going on in our lives. We basically have been in a state of being victims or being, you know, just, you know, hardly even aware of what goes on in our lives, and we just let it happen and we react to it instead of taking control of it so those things don't have negative impacts upon our lives. And we move from a place of being a victim to being victors, as we get to do with how we control our lives.
Yes, we're in a time where this work will actually yield some wonderful results, perhaps even quicker than before, because the energies are, again, are behind us, making this sort of evolution. And I guess my last question is, how can these ideas, well, we know you shared how you believe it can help people who are in the currency exchange or maybe experiencing abundance or welcoming it. But what about some person says, gosh, these all sound great, but right now I'm in a real challenging situation around money. How can these ideas work for me?
Start where you are. Just start where you are. Maybe you're not in a situation where you're going to have, you know, money in currency exchange or have money coming out of the cryptocurrency. Maybe not now. That doesn't mean it can't happen in 3 to 5 years down the road. Start where you are now by gaining control of your life, learning how to understand the energy that's coming through you and your attitudes and your thoughts around the energy of money. Get out of feeling that you are in poverty or you are in lack, because your comments that block basically is referring to a person who's basically in lack, and they're thinking about lack. In the lack, I don't have enough of this, I don't have enough of that. Come to a point of having enough gratitude for where you are right now and be positive with where you are right now. That's the starting point. And then watch that grow and watch opportunities open up down the road. That's what you're paving that's what you're allowing yourself to produce within yourself and paving the road for yourself. Maybe you won't get it in this first phase, but it can very likely come down the road. But you got to start now.
Those are the key ideas that popped up, because I felt it was a very good topic, especially now, just because, like, we've talked about the shift of energy, the shift towards abundance, and if people want to welcome it into their lives, it's there. It's there for the taking, really, or the invitation and accepting. But one has to be in the frequency of abundance. That's the other thing it sounds like you're saying. Be in the frequency of abundance, because that's a very different frequency than lack and limitation, which we've been used to for a long time, and now we're shifting into something different.
Okay, well, we've been going for almost an hour. Unless you have anything else, I'm kind of ready to wrap it up, unless we've got some callers, and I don't see anybody that's been calling.
No, it doesn't look like.
Because this was to be kind of an educational program tonight. When I do those, I like to keep those right about an hour, because that's kind of a you know, then it's easier for us to listen. We can listen. We can take an hour of our time to do that. And then it's easy, if it's a good program, then it's one of those you want to listen to more than once. So we're coming up onto about an hour on the program. And with Blanca, then with that, I don't have anything else for tonight, unless you do. Unless anything you want to share with us.
No, I think we covered the subject. And it's something now that you've shared it, for people maybe to actually look at, maybe practice some of the things you talked about, and see where they end up with that.
Okay. Well, thank you, folks. Thank you, folks, for joining us here again tonight on the July 17th program. It's been a great evening. I hope you enjoyed this. And then we will see you then, hopefully, again next week. Now, where did the jingle go? My jingle's not coming up. I don't know why.
Do you want me to do it?
Yes. Why don't you try it? See if you can get the jingle to come up.
Go.
There you are. Okay.
Turn it off. All right. Good night.
Okay. Thanks a lot.